We're back with the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. We hope you'll stick around. We've got another approximately 1 hour of fine swinging modern mainstream sounds ahead of us. And I'm Kent Lindquist, the co-host, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. And so we're going to spin some more jazz records for you. And I'm going to continue to highlight the trombone artistry of Curtis Fuller, and this is from Curtis's Savoy album, Jazz, It's Magic. And along with Curtis on trombone, we have Sonny Red on alto sax, Tommy Flanagan on piano out of Detroit, George Tucker on bass, Louis Hayes on drums, and it's cut in September 57 on the Savoy label, and it's called Soul Station. Thank you. nice, easy groove put together by our highlight artist of the week, and that was Soul Station by Curtis Fuller. Heard Curtis there on trombone. It was Curtis Fuller composition. One of the overlooked, underrated Reedmen, I think, on the scene. He appeared on the scene for a few years and kind of disappeared. Sonny Red on alto sax. Tommy Flanagan out of Detroit, who was kind of a soulmate of Curtis Fuller, came out of Detroit about the same time Curtis did when he arrived on the New York scene. George Tucker on bass, Louis Hayes on drums. That's a Savoy album called Jazz, It's Magic.
Well, I'm going to start off my section of the hour with the Illinois Jacquet All-Stars. This is from a Grand Award LP, and it's interesting in that the LP is a compilation of previously recorded numbers, and it has a different group on each side. On one side is Rex Stewart heading up a group led by a bunch of Ellington alumni, and they play a lot of Duke's tunes. And on the other side is the Illinois Jacquet All-Stars. And the geniuses that put the album cover together took the personnel from both sides and lumped them all together in one amorphous list. So I had to kind of take a lottery approach to figuring out who we're going to hear. So I don't make any guarantees, but I think in addition to Illinois Jacquet on tenor sax, we're going to hear from Freddie Green on guitar and Sir Charles Thompson on piano, John Simmons on bass, and O.C. Johnson on drums. And the tune is a Victor Young, Ned Washington tune entitled I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance with You. Thank you. I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance with You by the Illinois Jacquet All-Stars, featuring Illinois on tenor sax, maybe Freddie Green on guitar, Sir Charles Thompson on piano, John Simmons on bass, and I didn't really hear a drummer, but if he was there with brushes, it was O.C. Johnson.
Now we're going to do something by Curtis Fuller from his album Blues Et. And this is a composition that was put together by the tenor man on this track, Benny Golson. We also have, out of Detroit, as is Curtis Fuller, Tommy Flanagan on the tasteful piano playing of Tommy Flanagan, Jimmy Garrison on bass, Al Harewood on drums. This is a nice little medium swinger written by the tenor man Benny Golson called Minor Vamp. Thank you. was a board fade in the studio on a little composition written by Benny Golson called Minor Vamp, and it was from Curtis Fuller's LP, of course, burned to a CD called Bluesette, and the accompanying personnel included Tommy Flanagan on piano, Jimmy Garrison on bass, Al Hayward on drums. It was a Savoy album called Bluesette.
Well, next we hear from a group headed up by James Moody. It's on an Argo LP entitled simply James Moody, and it features James on alto sax, Johnny Coles on trumpet, Tom McIntosh on trombone, Musa Kalim on baritone sax, Gene Lee on piano, John Latham on bass, and Clarence Johnston on drums. The tune is a Johnny Green Edward Heyman tune entitled Out of Nowhere. The LP clearly states that's the name of the tune, but the reviews online dispute that, saying it was misnamed and it was really written by West Coast pianist Tad Dameron. But I don't think the ears lie. I think this is a Johnny Green tune. Let's listen to Out of Nowhere. Thank you. Was out of nowhere with a group led by James Moody, with James on alto sax, Johnny Coles on trumpet, Tom McIntosh on trombone, Musa Kalim on baritone sax, Gene Lee on piano, John Latham on bass, Clarence Johnston on drums. It's from an Argo LP released in 1959.
We'll turn now to our highlight artist, trombonist Curtis Fuller. This is another Savoy album that he cut. It has an all-star aggregation. It's a Curtis Fuller composition called Judy's Dilemma. And back in the studio with Curtis is Benny Golson on tenor sax, and Lee Morgan on trumpet, Wynton Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Charlie Persip on drums. This is a little thing written by Curtis called Judy's Dilemma.
We'll be right back.
That last track was written by our highlight artist of the week, trombonist Curtis Fuller. It was called Judy's Dilemma, from Curtis's Savoy album, the Curtis Fuller Jazz Tet, an all-star aggregation it was, including Lee Morgan on trumpet, Benny Golson on tenor sax, and Wynton Kelly on piano.
Well, next we'll hear from Coleman Hawkins from an LP entitled Jazz a la Midnight. Now, this was a compilation of ballads with a different group on every track, so consequently it was apparently out of the question to list the personnel. But in the first hour, we played a tune with the Coleman Hawkins group from the same label at about the same time, and it featured Billy Taylor on piano and Milt Hinton on bass and Joe Jones on drums. There were others in that group in that selection, but I think it's reasonable to think that maybe the same personnel here. This is a Jimmy Campbell, Reg Conley tune entitled If I Had You. Thank you. If I Had You by Coleman Hawkins, backed quite possibly there by Billy Taylor on piano and Milt Hinton on bass. It's from a Jazz Tone LP entitled Jazz a la Midnight. That was one of my first purchases as a teenager, and I found myself using that occasionally in those baby it's cold outside situations.
Ah, yes. I remember that well. Okay, we're going to return to our spotlight artist, trombonist Curtis Fuller. And this is from his United Artists album, Sliding Easy. He played one track from this album in the first hour. And this is the all-star personnel that included Lee Morgan on trumpet again, Hank Mobley on tenor sax, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Elwood Jones on drums. This is a Benny Golson arrangement of a great Benny Carter composition that became kind of a jazz standard all down through the years. Benny Carter, of course, was a great alto sax man, arranger, composer, bandleader, all-around maven. This is their version of his composition, When Lights Are Low. Thank you. excellent Benny Golson arrangement of a Benny Carter composition, When Lights Are Low, from Curtis Fuller's United Artists album, Sliding Easy, and fine solos all around by Curtis, Lee Morgan, Hank Mobley, Paul Chambers.
Well, next we'll pick up the tempo a little bit more, and we'll listen to the Jazz Crusaders from an LP entitled Looking Ahead on the Pacific Jazz label. The group features Wayne Henderson on trombone, Wilton Felder on tenor sax, Joe Sample on piano, Jimmy Boyd on bass, and Styx Hooper on drums. Wayne Henderson wrote this tune entitled The Young Rabbits. The Young Rabbits, featuring the Jazz Crusaders, with Wayne Henderson on trombone, Wilton Felder on tenor sax, Joe Sample on piano, Jimmy Boyd on bass, and Styx Hooper on drums, from a Pacific Jazz LP released in 1962 titled Looking Ahead.
Well, I'm Kent Lindquist, your co-host for the Feeling of Jazz, along with my co-host Dr. Al Korns. We're here every Sunday night from approximately 8 to 10 with some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz. We hope you'll make a habit of joining us every Sunday night for some swinging sounds. We're going to close it out with our highlight artist, Curtis Fuller, from his Savoy album, bluesette, and this is a little thing that's the title track, as a matter of fact, bluesette, with Benny Golson on tenor sax and Tommy Flanagan on piano.
Thank you.